there some freewheeling watcher shooting marbles in the sky, holding your ears between their fingers, watching it burn till the fire dies? Why is it heroic to untether? How is a lonesome holy grail? And if we really come and go unknown, couldn't I find myself in jail? Oh, keeper, how I love you. I love you and you and you. And returning to myself is such a lonely thing to do. But it's the only thing to do. Is it evolving, turning inward? Oh, what an easy way to be. Only kneeling at the altar of the great and mighty me. Let me break myself apart. Instead and scatter to my birds.
Honey from the heavenly bee, but ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? But old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
All right, here we are. I am Christy Norland, and I am here along with it is a little after 7 o'clock. We're glad everybody is visiting and listening in. Want to remind everybody that this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Power Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. You can also become a member now. You can text DONATE to 218-326-1234 or go online to kaxe.org. We are going to go ahead and start out with Janet going ahead and reading some questions.
Okay. So we're going to start off with some questions from a friend of mine who sent these to me just a couple of hours ago. One of them, the first one is, the first commonly used U.S. coin to feature a U.S. president was minted with Abraham Lincoln on the front in 1909. That was 100 years since his birth. And it replaced the original Indian head penny. The reverse side showed two curved stalks of wheat. The wheat design on the tails side of the Lincoln Penny was changed to, in 1959 to what? To feature what? That's the first question. So what became the backside of a penny in 1959? Now here's another one. This is from a very famous author from up in Northwest Minnesota. She is a murder mystery author, and she cooked up a character named Destiny DeLovely. Can you name that author? And here's another question for you. What award-winning ethology scientist who gained notoriety for decades of monkeying around in the African wild was also depicted as a Barbie doll? And here's our last question for right now. What is the popular name of the 2,200 miles between Spring Mountain, Georgia, and Mount Katahdin in Maine?
All right. Want to also remind people that this is a family show. And so please keep your answers family friendly. Also, when you are calling in and you get through, please step away from your radio source. It causes a lot of echoing, and that's hard for everybody to hear. And shout-outs are great. We love to hear shout-outs. But if you get in more than once, please refrain from doing the same shout-outs over and over. And that's about all. So I think we're going to go ahead and start answering some questions or getting some callers in.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that the Appalachian Trail? That yes. Eastern.
Yes, it is. That is the name of it. And who's calling, please?
Oh, all right. This is Cassowary.
All right, Cass.
Thank you for calling in. Do you want to do a shout-out?
Oh, I'm just looking forward to another fun evening show here. Shout-out to everybody playing.
Okay, good. Thanks. And thank you for listening.
Bye for now.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey. Good evening.
Hey.
I was going to answer the Lincoln coin question, but I didn't actually wait until you were finished asking it, so maybe I missed the question.
Well, the question is, what is the design on the back of the penny that what was it changed to in 1959?
In 1959?
That's correct.
The Lincoln Memorial.
That's right. It was the Lincoln Memorial that that it was changed to. It used to be wheat on the back. So
yay.
And who's calling, please?
Wheat penny.
Yeah, the Wheaty. That's right. And what's your where are you calling
I'm
from?
I'm calling from Anoka.
And I thought it was. So I like that voice, Anoka.
Well, hello.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Did I get it right or did
yes,
just number
you got it
two?
Right.
You got it right.
Okay. Great. All right.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Larry the Liar from West Hamlet.
Larry the Liar, all right.
This is where the truth hurts the most. Those two old farts beat me to both of them, the Appalachian Trail and the Lincoln Memorial. I sit with one, my cheap phone to my ear, and just over my left shoulder, my radio. And I kill the volume at the right time because I worked in radio for 9 years and I know what feedback's all about. And I got spoiled and lost it right on the first round. But I still owe you $65 for all of the right answers I've given. So my shout out goes to anybody that might accept my challenge. When you get a right answer, please pledge $5. Awesome. You should pay to play. And this game needs to go on for a long, long time. Larry the Liar, West Evelyn, signing out. Good night, people.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Larry.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes here.
Hey, Simon.
Hey, well, the ones that I called to primarily answer were the Appalachian Trail and the backside of the Lincoln Penny, but they were got the first two. So my answer that I'm not certain of, but you asked about the author from northwestern Minnesota, right?
Right, that's right. Do you know who that
and
was?
And I'm going to guess that's Louise Erdrich.
And that would not be the answer that I have.
So what was the question again? Maybe you can say it again.
Okay. What popular northwestern Minnesota murder mystery author cooked up a character named Destiny DeLovely?
Okay. I thought you didn't say it was a woman then, huh?
I didn't say. I don't believe.
Okay. You're not talking about William Kent Cougar, are you?
No, I'm not talking about him either.
But, well, I'll shut up and get out of the way. There was a reason those weren't my primary answers, but I thought, oh, maybe it's them, but who knows. So,
Simon,
all right, well, thanks as much, folks. Shout out to everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Simon. Bye-bye.
Yep, good night.
Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Hello. My got answered, but that's all right. This is Doodle Acres from Hackensack.
Doodle Acres, all right.
Yes, and there should be a jar of Doodle Acres maple syrup sitting around there someplace.
Okay, we'll look for it on our way out.
Yep, and just a shout-out to the Big Game Research crew of 1969 up in Togo, and Gail Blackmer, the owner of Deer Lake Charlie's.
All right.
And special shout-out for Don Pierce.
Okay, well, let's hope they are all listening.
And I'll be going through there this at the day after Labor Day, and I will drop off $20 and another jar of maple syrup.
Oh, super. Thank you so much.
Yep. Okay. Take care.
Yes, you too.
Good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
And I will drop off $20 and
another
jar
of... Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
We can tell you stepped away from your source.
I sure did. Yeah. And could you, that question about the primatologist, could you repeat that question? I think I might have an answer for that one.
I'm wondering if there was, the one about the award-winning ethology scientist who gained notoriety.
The monkey business.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know who that was?
Well, I'm gonna have to say Diane Fossey.
That's not the answer I have.
Oh
no.
Well.
And where are you calling from?
Okay, well, I'm calling from West Winnie, just giving shout out to all those deer that are laying down their lives for us for this season.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello?
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello there.
Yay.
Jane Goodall for the Jungle Creatures of Jim John Juice.
That is correct. And where are you calling from?
Woo-hoo!
Where are you calling from?
Yes. I'm calling from Bubble Buccaneer Trantuni.
We're just going to say Bubble Buccaneer. How's that?
What'd you say? Bubble
Buccaneer Trantuni. Yeah. I think the Bubble Buccaneer sounds really great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well... You have a great night, sweetheart.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for calling. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is... I'm running outside.
Yeah. It's a crazy crew.
Right. Well, it sounded like it. This is Karen from Northside, Cloverdale.
Okay.
West Side. And the question was about an author from Minnesota.
Yes, from northwestern Minnesota.
Northwestern. Well, now I've got...
A murder mystery author.
Well, I'm thinking of John Sanders.
That's not but who I that, have.
That's not. Oh, I know there's another one. Now I'm blanking out. I can't think of it.
Well, keep thinking. You can always call in again.
I can.
Yes.
Quick shout out. I think my sister from Bemidji, Trisha, might be listening.
Oh. Hey. Okay. And well, let's hope she is.
And my husband in the garage.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you
have
for
a wonderful
calling.
Evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, all my answers got questioned. And I was just hoping for some new questions.
Well, okay. Here, I'll give you one right now. Hot off the press. Which trail is possibly the most iconic in Mount Rainier National Park? It is 93 miles long and fully encircles Mount Rainier.
I'm going to say Olympic Trail for a good guess.
That is a good guess. That is not what I have. But you can call in. It's early in the evening and you can keep calling in. We will be getting some more questions out there. Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Andy in Vergas.
Hey, Andy. Well, thank you for listening and calling in.
Thanks for the program, ladies.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I think we neglected to say the phone number to call in. Thankfully, we have very faithful callers and listeners. The phone number to call in is 218-326-1234. And call in if you have answers. And if your answers get taken, you can say a shout out. So here we go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is BB Pikers calling to give an answer to the monkeying around scientist.
And who was that?
Is it Jane Goodall?
It is Jane Goodall. You are right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Shout out to Pikers by the Pond.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
I'm going to throw some questions out there, too. Again, my name is Christy Norland, and I am here with my mother,
Janet Brademan,
for Green Cheese, and we look forward to this every time we get on. Who got the loan, the one 1988 electoral vote that did not go for either George Bush or Michael Dukakis? And then I have, in diameter, this planet is about twice the size of Pluto. The Brontosaurus, Diplodocus, and Brachiosaurus are all dinosaurs which had what? The glomeruli and hilum are parts of which human organ? We'll start with that. Do you have more?
I have more, yeah. What is the southern hemisphere's counterpart to the aurora borealis, commonly known as the northern lights? And didn't we see a lot of those beautiful lights this week? And who was the mayor of Minneapolis, the vice president of the U.S., and the runner-up to Richard Nixon in the 1968 presidential election? And what English chemist invented carbonated water? And what color are the flowers on a tomato plant? All you gardeners are going to know that one. Maybe one more. What author created Perry Mason? 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The primatologist question, has that been answered?
Yes, it has, but what do you have for an answer?
Jane Goodall.
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, but I'm too slow.
Is this Anoka again?
I'm sorry. Am I calling too much?
No, you're not.
You're fine.
But you and one other caller sound so much alike. I always can't tell you apart. So I appreciate you calling.
Well, it sounds like you're doing pretty good tonight.
Hey, we stumped Simon. That never happens.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, talk to you later.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to put an answer in for the Mount Rainier Trail.
Yeah, what do you have?
Yeah, the Wonderland.
That is correct. Woohoo! Where are you calling
wonderful.
From?
Oh, this is Brad from the Odor Potty up at Hank Lake.
The which party?
The Odor Potty.
Odor Hank Potty. Lake. Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Brad? Did you say Brad?
Brad, yeah.
Oh, funny. I like that.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for listening.
Of course.
All right. Well, you just keep calling in if you have more answers.
I sure will. Thank you. And shout out to Simon for getting his first question wrong.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
We want to be sure that we say that we receive support from Klockau Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer, as well as modern classics, for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, noon to 8 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at klockaubrewing.com. Right. We also want to be sure that we are supporting or saying that some of our support comes from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji, gathering at 10 a.m. on Sundays, now through May, at the Headwaters Peace Center. HUF is an inclusive space to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Here we go. Hey there.
Hi there.
So you had a question about the 1988 election.
About the 1968 election.
Oh, 68. Yeah. I think you had one about the 88 too with George Bush and...
Oh, I did.
Sorry.
Yep, that's okay.
We have two of them in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so 60. All right, so I can take a stab at the 88 one, and the only other politician making waves back then, other than the front runners, I believe, was Jesse Jackson.
Oh, you know, I remember him then too, but that is not the answer I have.
That is not the answer. All right.
And I don't know if maybe I were. Maybe it came across.
Well, it was something about someone got one electoral vote. Is that
yeah. Who got the lone 1988 electoral
vote? And it was not Jesse Jackson.
It was not.
Okay. Okay.
But
all right.
That was
a
great
guess. I'll keep listening and calling back. Thanks for a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, ladies.
Hey. Hello.
Could you repeat the question about that Pacific Northwest hiking trail?
We'll get it for you here.
Let's see. Which trail is possibly the most iconic in Mount Rainier National Park? That one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It is 93 miles long and fully encircles Mount Rainier.
That is obviously the Oregon Trail. And I have died from dysentery on that thing at least 26 times back in the day.
Are you a cat?
No, just played the game, man.
Yeah, that's not the answer I have.
All right, I'll hang up and go lay down by my dish. Adios.
Keach, thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to take a... answer or take a guess at the answer about what color are the flowers on a tomato plant?
Yeah, what are they? What color are they?
Well, Dave's telling me that they're yellow.
Yes, and Dave would be right.
Well, he looked at me like I was nuts that I didn't know. So.
Yeah. Don't you look at those tomato plant flowers ever?
I eat the tomatoes when they're red.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
This is the Aikio Islanders, and we're hanging out this tonight with the Curries from Murray.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you for calling.
And keep all right, and give a shout out to Unc.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is BB Pikers, hoping to answer the question about the mayor and the 1968 VP candidate.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, is it Hubert Humphrey?
It was.
Good job.
You know your history.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Frank, it's your number 2. I'm you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello.
My name is Wes.
Your name is Wes? Okay.
My name is Wes. The thing about the dinosaurs,
yes,
they all have the same features. They all have long necks.
Oh, you got it on the head. Wes, you
way
are
to go
on it tonight.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Wes?
Hackensack.
Hackensack. Okay. All right. I appreciate that you are listening and called in. Way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I'm moving away from my radio. I have an answer for the 1988 election, the guy who got one electoral vote.
Yeah, who was that?
Ross Perot?
That's not what I have.
Oh, yeah. That was for sure.
I haven't.
All right, well, I'll try again.
Yeah. Where are you calling from again?
This is Classic Dan from Watertown.
Classic Dan. All right. Well, thank you for listening and calling.
Yep. Thanks. Bye. Okay.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Well, good evening. You girls are doing a wonderful job. Well,
thank you. You are, too, by listening
this
and calling.
This is Fallon from the Sturgeon River Camp. Fallon, F-A-L-Y-N-N.
All right. Sturgeon River Camp.
And that it wasn't Ross Perot, but was it Walter Mondale?
That is not who I have.
Oh!
I know. This is a stumper.
Sure. Well, keep up the good work, girls.
Dig deeper.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm running away from my radio.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a stab at the question about which organ has glomeruli and a hilum.
Yes. What do you have?
That's your kidneys.
Oh, you got it right on the head. Yes. Nice job. And where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Danger Camp Oahu.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
It must be beautiful in Oahu.
It is. It's very nice. It's winter time, so it's a little cooler.
Oh.
Very nice.
Yeah, I can imagine it probably is.
In Bemidji, Minnesota yesterday, it was 60 degrees. Think of that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
it was.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the presidential candidate.
Okay.
Is it Ralph Nader?
It is not.
Hmm.
No.
Boy, this is a tough...
It's a tough question, yeah.
Where are you calling from?
It's Andy in Vergas again.
Okay,
oh,
Andy.
Nice.
You know what? It's gonna come pretty soon for you.
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the program, ladies. Bye now.
I'm going to throw some more out there. Who was the original... Oh, I just lost my question. Okay. Who was the original host of The Tonight Show? And I'm going to list 5 cities. And I want to know which one is not mentioned in the Bible. Emmaus, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Tel Aviv, Bethany. What state capital is on the Colorado River. Probably not physically on the Colorado, but maybe really close. Which blonde bombshell was beheaded in a Mississippi highway accident? What comic strip character said, "Good grief," for the first time in 1950? What Georgia-born baseballer led the American League in battling for 9 straight seasons? And how many dollars was a half-eagle gold piece worth in the 1800s? If you have answers to any of those or any previous ones, and we'll reread some of them, please call in 218-326-1234. Do you have some more you want to read out, Janet?
Yeah, I'm going to touch base on a couple that I don't have an answer for yet. One is, what popular Northwestern Minnesota murder mystery author cooked up a character named Destiny DeLovely? And what is the Southern Hemisphere's counterpart to the Aurora Borealis, which is in the Northern Hemisphere? And what English chemical or chemist invented carbonate water? And what author created Perry Mason? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, you have the Eagle Clan from Red Lake.
Hey.
I have your answer for the Oregon Trail, the 93-mile one.
Yeah, what's the answer?
We think that the trail is the Wonderland Trail.
You got that correct, yes.
All body.
All right.
All good. So,
thank you.
Yep, we're just it. We were en route to the liquor store, so we figured we'd call in.
You might as well when you're passing time.
Yeah.
Thanks. Keep listening and call back.
Yep, okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello?
Hello?
You're on Green Cheese.
This is Izzy.
Oh, hello, Izzy. Have you got an answer? Have you an answer for us?
I have for the Aurora. So Aurora Borealis in the north and Aurora Australis is the counterpart, I believe.
And that is totally correct, Izzy.
Okay, wonderful.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Good to hear your
voice. Have a good evening.
Oh, we are having a blast.
Me too.
Thank you.
Good. Fantastic. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, folks. I'm the Lakes again. You folks are popular tonight. So this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I happen to think I know a few now, but we'll go with one that has been guessed and missed, but I'm pretty sure it was Lloyd Benson that was voted for president, and the same person actually voted for Michael Dukakis for vice president. They just flipped him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are correct. So,
and it was, I think it was a West Virginia delegate, I think.
Well, that's more information than I had, so thank you for that. Awesome.
All right.
You've redeemed yourself.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Anyway, great show. I'll stick to just one. It's a great show, ladies. Shout out again to everyone.
All right. Thanks, Simon.
Yeah, good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I believe I have an answer for the Southern Aurora.
Okay, what do you have for an answer?
I have the Aurora Australis.
And you would be correct.
Hey!
Hey, good job.
Awesome.
Good job.
This is the Kilgore Scouts in Bemidji. Shout out to the Garage Sale Ninjas.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling possibly with a question about the 5 cities and the one that was not listed in the Bible.
What answer do you have?
Tel Aviv.
That would be correct. Nice job. Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Pikers, Pikers by the Pond, and I'd love to give a shout out to the BB Pikers and also the Curries and Worry.
Right. Okay. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Good night. You too. Thank you.
Congressperson.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I won for, what's the state capital of Colorado?
The question is, I believe, what state capital is on the Colorado River?
Yes.
Oh.
What? Yep.
That's okay. You might still have the right answer. What do you
That's
have?
That's right.
Denver.
That is not what I have.
No,
but
sorry.
That's a great guess.
Okay.
And who's calling?
Can I give a shout out?
You can, and we want to know where you're calling from too.
Brainerd with my friend Ava. Ava's behind.
Okay.
Hi, Ava.
Hello.
And what shout out do you have?
My dad and Ava.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
And Ava, give a shout out. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Classic Dan calling back again.
All right, Classic Dan, you have an answer
think
for
I
us?
I got the answer to the state capital on the Colorado River.
What do you have?
Would that be Austin, Texas?
That is correct.
Hey, good job.
The other Colorado River.
That was a little bit of a...
Hey, can I give a shout-out?
Sure. Yes, you can.
To Ham Sandwich and More Cowbell.
All right. Sounds great. Hope they're listening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Jack Parr for The Tonight Show.
Let's see.
Thank you.
Well, we're finding the question. We have pieces of paper all over our desks here.
Jack Parr for The Tonight Show.
The first
one. Oh, that's not what I have. Yeah, that's not what I have.
Okay.
But that was a great guess.
And my cohort says Charlie Brown.
That is correct.
All right. This is Ed from Cedar Island Lake. Shout out to Nancy and Omeland.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Green Cheese.
Hello.
So I heard that the 88 election was solved with Lloyd Benson. Yeah. Did anyone get the 68 election?
Somebody did, but what do you have?
Oh, was that Hubert Humphrey?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Yes, it was.
I missed that answer, so thank you for answering it again.
I missed it, too, obviously. That's why I called in.
And awesome. Where are you Thanks calling again from?
This is Adam, and I'm calling from Schlitzerland.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. Thanks for a great show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, ladies, time the lakes again. Well, I think we'll go with this one, because it's been out there a while. Carbonated water.
Yeah.
I think that was Joseph Priestley.
And you would be correct, Simon. You just need those hard questions. You have the answers for all of them, so thank you for that.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, I didn't do so well on the first one tonight, so...
Well, that's all right. That's okay.
Anyway, you folks are all in good fun, huh?
So. That's right. That's
exactly
you.
Right. Thank
yep.
you.
Good stuff, folks. Good night.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, calling in about the city not in the Bible. Is it Tel Aviv?
That is correct. Where All might right. you be calling from?
This is Hale Ohana out of Oahu, and I'm happy to hear there's another Oahu group that's listening. So maybe sometime we can meet up and listen to Green Cheese.
Hey, that would be Sounds awesome. Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I give a shout out to the folks out hunting up at Marie Camp up in Big Fork.
Oh, okay. All right. Hope they're having good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, the writer of Perry Mason.
Yes, who was it? Who created Perry Mason?
I don't know if he created it or wrote it, Earl Stanley Gardner.
Yep, that is correct. That is correct. Now, is this for Andy from Vergas or is this Anoka?
This is Andy from Burgers.
Oh, yeah, got one. good job, Andy.
Thank my mom for making me watch Perry Mason.
Yes, that's right. Way to go, Mom. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again. Bye-bye. Bye now.
We receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. I am going to reread one of my questions. In diameter, this planet is about twice the size of Pluto. And then I'm going to read some more. What four-word instruction is most often found on matchbooks? So, four-word instruction, most often found on matchbooks. Moles, shrews, and hedgehogs are considered what type of mammals? Which branch of mathematics does topography fall under? That's T as in tango, O, P as in papa, O, G-R-A-P-H-Y. In which place did Sinbad the Sailor encounter a legendary giant bird? A frappe is a beverage that always contains what? I will say the phone number to call if you have answers. It's 218-326-1234. Do you have some more you want to
say? I have some more questions. What was the first U.S. city to host the Winter Olympics? What country did the Sugar Cubes music group come from? What ship caught fire and capsized in New York in 1942? And what chemical element is usually used in ionization smoke detectors? And Dr. Dane, you should know this. So our number is 218-326-1234.
I also want to throw out there, after you are done listening to Green Cheese tonight, we have our KAXE After Dark program. And our host tonight will be Jay Steelwolf, and he will be playing heavy metal. So if you need to stay up, really love heavy metal, stay tuned in.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, ladies. I, too, thought that Jack Parr was the host of The Tonight Show, but my other half tells me that it was Steve Allen.
Your other half would be correct.
Yes. This is Janet from Janet and Don. Here we are in Grand Rapids.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
I'd like to give a shout out to Jeff and Woodridge and to the Kilgore Scouts.
Super. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Steve Allen.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I think I might have an answer to the good grief question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Who was it?
Charlie Brown.
And that would be correct. And where are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Brandy Joe from Brandy Joe Bachman from Northeast.
Okay.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Bobby Silk, Kimmy, Granty Poo, and Keach from Parts Unknown.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
The fun show tonight.
Yeah.
But Janet just got my answer about Steve Allen that I was waiting so patiently, and I just knew somebody was going to call in ahead of me.
Well, you still got it right.
So how about if I take the instructions on the matchbook question?
Yeah. Sure.
It was four words, right?
Yeah.
Close cover before striking.
Perfect.
Hey,
you are a good direction follower.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Kilgore Scouts, especially the youngest one there that called in not too long ago.
All right.
And shout out to our court jester, Keech.
Okay.
And shout out to Andy from Vergas. Okay. We drove through his lovely town today, and we waved, but I don't know if he was around. But well, just a shout out to Andy, too.
Lovely little town.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Calling from Bemidji, we're the garage sale ninjas.
Okay.
Okay,
sounds
thank
great.
You.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got an answer for the first host of the Tonight Show.
We have gotten an answer, but what's your answer?
I thought it was Steve Allen.
And you would be correct. So you
all right, great.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, thanks a lot.
And where are you calling from?
This is PJ from Buffalo.
Okay, PJ, thanks so much for listening, and keep listening.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Hi, Jigs. How are you tonight?
Hey, finally got in. Took me a while, but while I was on hold, all my answers got taken. I had Steve Allen and some other stuff, but that author out of that book,
yeah,
that wouldn't happen to be, it's like Barbara Neff or something. She did like Devil in the Drawer or something like that.
No, it isn't her. That's not the answer I have. I'm sure she did the mystery series as well. But Jigs, thank you for calling in.
Well, I gotta give a shout out to Mojo and the hunting camp. I'm sure they're in the sauna there tonight, and hopefully had some luck.
Yeah.
Wawina Land Baron, hope he gets up back on his feet, and Keith. So
all right. Yes.
Hope I can get in again.
Okay. Hope thanks. So too. Thanks.
Yes. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is BB Pikers again, hoping to answer the question about the blonde bombshell who was beheaded in a car accident.
What answer do you have?
Is it Jane Mansfield?
That is exactly who it was, yes.
All right. Shout out to Switzerland.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I have another answer for something.
Okay.
Mercury.
You are right. Nice going. You have to remind me, though, where you're calling from.
I'm Brainerd, Minnesota.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay. Nice job.
And then with my friend Ava.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're on top of it this night,
Ava.
Ladies.
Ava, say hi. Oh, okay. She's a little shy.
That's all right.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Thank you for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I am calling about the shipwreck. What year was that?
The ship that caught fire and capsized in New York in 1942. What was the name of that ship?
Was that the Edmund Fitzgerald?
No, no. I'll say no.
Oh,
that's not the answer I have.
I'd like to call out the wreck of the Paul Roland Elquist 2025, the Ditch Bank Deer Cam. Shout out, dudes.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good evening. This is Green Cheese.
Good evening. Great job, girls. This is Avjatar up here at Krakenoon Guide Service on the Sturgeon River again.
Okay.
That chemical with the fire extinguishers. I don't know how one of them guys thought it was a Maraschin 241.
Well, they thought right. Totally
what?
Right. Yes.
I'm going to have to go make an apology. Yeah, Avjatar from the Krakenoon Guide Service knew that. And, a shout out to the Sturgeon River Camp. No deer, but there it goes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, what's the question about
topography, like a form of mathematics with topography.
Which branch of mathematics does topography fall under?
I do topography. I'm going to say trigonometry.
That is not what I have.
Oh, my Lord. I can't wait to hear the answer.
I know. You're going to say, I knew that.
This is Keith from Parts Unknown, and I want to give a shout-out to Pot Pie Day in Northeast Minneapolis. We just consumed massive loads of alcohol today and made about 563 pot pies that we put into the freezer.
Oh, way to go. Nice to make them up in time.
Long live Ratty Joe Bachman.
All right. Adios. All right, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I've got an answer for the ship question, the ship that burned.
Yeah, what answer do you have?
The Normandy?
Yep, you are correct.
Nice job.
Now, I'm going to guess. You tell me. This is Andy from Virgus, right?
Nope, this is Balsam Creek Camp.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Balsam Creek.
You guys with that.
I've got some shout-outs.
Okay.
Great. Stephen of the Creek, and then my dad, Richard.
Okay.
I hope they're all listening.
They are.
All right. Great. Thanks. Call it again.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello again. This is Izzy.
Hello,
and I'm
Izzy.
I'm answering the question about the frappe.
Yes.
The beverage.
Yes.
So the common identity of a frappe is that it's iced.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. And so usually you talk about coffee, sugar, milk, and so on, and that would be a frappe.
Yes.
Would be a shame if I didn't know that one.
Is that a French one, Izzy?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, thanks for listening tonight.
And I'd like to do a shout-out, if I may, to my friends Randy and Jackie Felt, who are listening in today.
Oh, terrific. Oh,
super.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Have
okay.
a great
Thank
night.
Thank you, girls. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Bye. You. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling about the instructions on matches.
Yes, yeah. What do you have?
Keep away from children.
Oh, that would be a really great one. That's not what I had.
Oh, darn it.
I can tell you what I had because it was answered a little while ago.
Oh,
it
I
says,
didn't hear that. Okay.
Close cover before striking.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yep. But I think they're both important.
I think you're right. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
This is Hikers by the Pond.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I want to answer the question about the sugar cubes.
Yeah. Where are they coming
from? I have this album.
Do you?
And yes. And they're from Iceland, and it's Björk's band before she became, you know, the eccentric Björk everybody knows.
Gosh.
Yes?
Yeah,
so
you're
am
right.
I right.
You're right.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
And their hit song included Birthday and Cold Sweat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I have to dig it out.
Yeah,
it's
listen
with all
to
the
it
albums.
Tonight.
Yeah, you know, right?
Good night to listen to it.
Yeah. This is Beaver Islanders in
okay.
St. Cloud.
Okay.
And I'd like to give a shout out to the Mantrap Mamas and everybody out there.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
Thanks. Good show. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to throw some more questions out there. I have a bunch I'll start with here. All right. What drink, if made from, sorry, what drink is made from ginger ale, grenadine, and a cherry? What word can refer to a spy, a small mammal, or a dark eruption on the skin? Poultices, commonly used in folk medicine, are made up of what? Kermit the Frog was the master of ceremonies on which TV show? This classic novel by Thomas Wolfe describes the childhood and youth of Eugene Gant or Gant. Please correct me if I was wrong pronouncing that. The last one I want to send out there is, who was the first NHL defenseman to win a scoring championship?
Okay, I'm going to ask a couple of questions or re-ask them. What was the first U.S. city to host the Winter Olympics? And what U.S. state's official rock song is Hang On, Snoopy? And what French painter worked as a brokerage clerk and lived the last dozen years of his life in the South Pacific? And I'm going to go back and ask one more question and one more time about this author, very popular author from northwestern Minnesota, and she I shouldn't have said that, but she's a murder mystery author, and she cooked up a character named Destiny DeLovely. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes again. Could you repeat the question about something that you said is a branch of mathematics?
Oh, yes, I will. It is, which branch of mathematics does topography fall under?
Do you mean topography or do you mean topology?
Sorry.
Because topography isn't really mathematics. That's a branch of geography, really. Topography is to do with the shapes of the landscape and hills and valleys and ups and downs and things like that.
Thank you.
Topology. If you mean topology, that's a branch of geometry. It's to do with things that maintain their form even when they stretched and pulled and pushed and things like that.
Simon, you are exactly correct. I had it typed incorrectly.
Gotcha. So, okay, well,
thank you.
Very good. All right, great show, ladies.
Thank you very much.
Yes, good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, Simon the Thief. how about Shirley Temple?
That is correct, yes.
All right.
All right.
That would be the Prince's answer from Cedar Island Lake.
Okay.
And he shouts out to Nancy.
Okay. Thank you for...
Wonderful. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. Christine and Janet, it's Jeff from Woodridge.
Okay, Jeff. Hey, good to hear from you.
Hi. All right, so Simon grabbed the topography, which is, or topology, depending on how you look at it. So I guess I'll take the low-hanging fruit. Was Kermit the MC of the Muppet Show?
That is correct, yes. Thank you.
Waka, waka, waka.
Good job. Right.
Awesome.
All right, shout-out back to Don and Janet, and yeah. Great job.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, and take good care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese. This is Canada calling.
Oh,
Canada.
Good job, Canada. Good to hear from you.
John in Sudbury, Ontario here. So the question, I had two of them, so I'll just take one. The first U.S. Winter Olympics would have been in New York State in Lake Placid.
That is correct.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it was sometime in the 30s. I can't remember the year. But yeah, that was the first one to be held outside of Europe. So good stuff. Good show tonight. Shout out to all the regulars and any new listeners. And remember to support public radio people. Good show.
Super.
Take care, ladies.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, it's Izzy again.
Hello, Izzy.
And the French painter who lived the remainder of his days in the South Pacific was Paul Gauguin.
Right on, Izzy.
G-A-U-G-U-I-N.
Yeah, I knew you'd know that. So thank you so much for calling in. Do you have a shout-out for anybody else?
You're welcome. Just my husband is also listening and enjoying the show.
Good.
So... Thank you, guys, again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I'd like to answer the question with the ginger ale.
Yes, what's your answer?
Is that a Shirley Temple?
That is exactly what it is. Thank you.
Can I give a shout out?
You can.
This is the Whitetail Concentration Camp giving a shout out to Mojo across the table.
Whitetail Concentration
Camp. Oh, boy.
I hope they are concentrated by you guys.
I hope so, too.
Yes. And Mojo can't call in. He's probably too tired from walking and trying to find him.
You are